Welcome back to the show, talking travel and the best events in your city as we broadcast live from the Dubai International Boat Show here at Mina Sayahi on a beautiful day.
On a gorgeous day. There's just enough breeze, isn't there? It's lovely.
Right. Food news. And Monica's with us, talking food news. How are you, Monica?
Ahoy there, everyone. Yes,
yeah, you're looking very nautical.
Ocean wave and all that. I didn't bring my burger lobster bag, which is very nautical, because it's got ropes on the handles, and I thought that would be very appropriate.
Have you had much of a life on the ocean waves? I remember we taught you once, didn't you, about boats, yeah.
Possibly. Mm. Not that much in Dubai, but we have been lucky enough via... people who've got fortunate enough to have yachts to have gone island hopping in the Seychelles, and very recently in Phuket as well.
Nice.
And it's
lovely.
Pretty
incredible.
Nice.
How the other half.
But my husband says the best. There are 2 days where you love what you love about your boat, and that's the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Have you heard that before?
The upkeep.
I think there's something
There
is something to that. Yeah.
Scraping the barnacles off the hull isn't that great.
Yeah.
I think that's a good reason to get a new one, though, isn't it? Because we bought a really old boat once. Yeah. We bought it cheap. We got it in the marina, and it just always had problems. Always.
None of them here are cheap. I don't think anything is cheap here at all. The water was 15 dirhams. actually, 10 dirhams. She said 15 first. That's the water we just had. Sorry.
Yeah. So. Right then, Monica, let's get down to business.
Absolutely,
what we got?
Absolutely. Well, we're going to kind of go a little bit farther away from the marina side of town, and then we'll come back toward this side. So I can't remember if you do remember that 2 weeks ago I was on, you were at the tennis, you have a lovely life here. And I said I just had lunch at Intersect.
Yes.
Now Intersect by Lexus Dubai, I don't know if any of you have been, but it's in the Holy Trilogy area of the Dubai Gate Village in DIFC, where they've got La Petite Maison and Zuma and Roberto's and all those places.
It's the weirdest name for a restaurant. No, not yet.
Mm. What's weird, Intersect, Lexus or Dubai?
Intersect
sound
Lexus.
Like
it sounds like the start of a program David Attenborough would narrate.
Mm. Well, he did say that the operations person, Halil, said they did want to be a little bit different, so I guess they're starting to be different by the name. We did have lunch there, but I think, and they actually are a restaurant lounge on the ground floor, and when you walk past it, they've got a whopping great big, very fancy Lexus on the lower ground floor. So when you've gone into the restaurant, you don't, it's not sort of within sight or anything like that, but you're very, very aware that it's there. And the first time I walked past it, we'd actually had lunch somewhere else. And they said, oh, hi, would you like to come in? And I was so scared. I said, no, because I didn't want to be sold to Lexus. And I thought, you're going to get me in here and ply me with a bit of a coffee and then just tell me about all the virtues of a Lexus. And I wasn't interested.
Is that all it takes, a coffee, to sell you a Lexus?
Well, yeah, soft touch. So anyway, we did get invited to go for lunch, and then we sort of found out about the whole thing. So I have got it now, and I've understood it. So the point about this, the concept is they want you to experience everything that they hold dear about the Lexus via the restaurant.
Do you have to wear seatbelts when you eat?
No. It's not like you're sitting in a car or anything like that. So, for example, the leather on the back of the chairs, or the chairs are made of leather, would be the same leather that you'd have as your seat, your car seat. So the table would be the same material that they make the dashboard with in the car.
Right.
So they're wanting you to experience the car via other things.
A dining experience.
In terms of two things, the materials, but also the quality of things. So the quality, the design, the materials are all very, very high-end, and they want the values that they connect with Lexus to come out through your experience at the restaurant.
And do you think they do it?
I am certainly much more aware of the Lexus brand now, and I think I would have connotations of a very high-end luxury car now that I've been there and I know what they're about, but that's because I researched it and I can understand what they're doing. I love this whole thing of the Japanese design. Not that it's Japanese stereotypical design. It's not sort of tiny and you can barely move in little slippers and screens. There's nothing in cherry blossom screens. Nothing like that. It's just very, very elegant, very, very well done. I like it. I like the design.
It does sound like a big advert, though.
It's not. It's not an advert at all. No. You can't buy the car that's downstairs. I thought you could. Value's probably around, I don't know, $100,000 odd, but you can't buy it. It's not for sale.
They just want you to experience the brand.
They want you to experience the brand, absolutely, and what the brand stands for and the values that the brand stands for.
So does that shine through in the food?
Pass on that one. I maybe didn't have the right things. I liked the lamb and the sweet potato that we had. I didn't like all the dishes that we had. But the things I ought to have had, according to my husband, were things like the avocado and kale salad, which he seems to like. But I have too much of that at home, so I wasn't going to have that again. I'm not entirely convinced about the food, but I love the space. Maybe I'm going to have to go back. In fact, they've got a brunch starting this Friday, with maybe slightly different things on the menu. So I think it's an interesting space. They're saying it's something called a third space. So it's not only a place where you can go and have breakfast or lunch or dinner or experience the Lexus. You can just go there and hang out and have a coffee and work there on your laptop. And I said, come on, how are you going to make any money if people sort of go in there and they spend hours and hours? And he said, you know what, we have had people who've spent like 5, 6, 7 hours doing this. So at the moment, it's controllable. It's all fine. So they are saying, and those areas for working are not set up like dining tables. Mm. So they want it to be a bit of whatever you need it to be between work and home.
Oh, that's quite nice.
So that concept is quite nice as well. And maybe that's what they want the Lexus, a value of the Lexus. It is what you want it to be.
And what's the name of the restaurant again?
It's called Intersect by Lexus Dubai.
Intersect.
And it's the second branch. They have one in Tokyo, obviously, which was the original one.
Yeah.
They've got the Dubai one, and they're opening one in New York. So if you've got people who are coming, like visitors, I think, okay, we're in DIFC, three things to do in DIFC. One would obviously be to go to Zuma. One would be to experience the art galleries. And one would be to go and see this place. And downstairs is where the fun part is. We won't talk at length about Japanese washroom technology, but you must experience it if you're brave enough to do so.
All right.
And there is a corridor lined very artistically, again, with the Japanese design business coming in, of cars, toy cars, Lexuses. And there's over 1,000 of them. But there are two tiny spaces in these walls. And one is for the president of Al-Futtaim, which is who's Omar Al-Futtaim, and one is for the president of Lexus. So that's very, very interesting to go see that. And the floor has got cogs and wheels of what would go in the Lexus, and it's all lit up.
Think it's going to attract people that drive Lexuses already?
I think so, yes. Yeah. I didn't realize. I put some pictures on my Instagram. You can always go to the doindubai.com Instagram. I had no idea how many Lexus hashtags there were.
Oh, there's a lot of Lexus.
I couldn't believe it.
Here.
Lexus love, and I don't know, there's all sorts of things which I didn't know about.
It's interesting,
so go
isn't
try
it?
The food, see the cars.
It doesn't strike me as a brand that you would have such loyalty to. You know, like how you love your Hard Rock Cafe and you'd never have a bad word said.
I think people who buy Lexus probably are. I don't know what the plural of a Lexus is. I don't know if it's Lexi or Lexus.
Lexi.
I don't know. But maybe your Listenerpedia could come and tell us.
Yeah. Let us know if you're in the
I think they would
club.
Be very fiercely loyal about that brand. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So that's the IFC.
Okay.
Let's crack on. That's not one that I'm going to go to be honest, I don't think.
Yeah, I'll go and have a look.
You should go and have
a
look.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I was like that. I wasn't sure. But I enjoyed having a look. I think you should.
Yeah.
So we're coming much more back to your nautical theme here. Now, I wanted to talk about Burger Lobster, but some naughty people have come in before me and spoken about
it.
Done it, been there. Okay, so we won't talk about that. But if you couldn't afford Burger Lobster, you could go to another newish restaurant. About 2 months ago, it's been open. It's called Alfana. I don't know if either of you have heard of it.
No.
Alfana, no.
Now, I think this is a bit of a game changer because, and I like this restaurant because it's one of those, in terms of food offering and price, it's one of those Karama-type restaurants. But it's actually located in a really a sort of much smarter part of town. So it's in Jumeirah where you have the petrol pump of the... Just past the Burj Al Arab, there's a petrol pump at McDonald's. You go down and it says the souk or Al Souk area. And upstairs you've got some lovely restaurants or very, very smart sushi cafes and all. Mm-hmm. Go in and on the left, there's lots of boats and things. You can take boats out, lots of things. There's this place called Al Funa, which is a stone's throw from the new Al Bukhtir that you call?
Yes, Bukhtir.
And it's exactly the same concept. So you go in and you can order fish fry or fish grilled, which is what I recommend, prawns fry, and they will throw in the salad with you. So we had, you have to guess how much we paid. And you can go in there, you can sit down, you're outside, fake grass, doesn't matter, you're outside, and you've got a bit of an electricity box in front of you, which is slightly upsetting, but there is beyond that the sea and beyond that
look
the town.
Beyond
so
the
just
box.
Beyond, look beyond, squint your eyes and look beyond that.
Yeah.
So you are outside, you're by the sea, it's nice weather. So we had a very, very nice grilled with very good tandoori spices, very authentic sherry fillet.
Yeah.
Some fried prawns. The salad, which was very, very fresh, lots of lovely rocket and all the rest of it, came free with that. And you must order fish gravy. Now, it's nothing like a European connotation I can see in your smile, Mark, of what you think fish gravy will be.
Yeah, it's supposed to go on my steak and kidney
pie.
No,
it's nothing like that. It's a bowl of very, very wholesome, the curry part of if you'd ordered like a prawn curry or a really kind of feisty fish, Mangalorean fish curry. And they have this as a gravy on the side,
which
I think is really good. I don't think it costs anything at all, or just maybe something very, very small. And some rice. So we had all of this. And so what you do is you take your prawns and you can dip them or dunk them in your gravy and then have that on your rice. And
so
then
it's exactly
pick
like
your fish.
Sounds nice.
But it has other dishes as well. It has other dishes. So how much was that? And we're sitting outside in Jumeirah. Remember we're in Jumeirah in one of those Fisherman Harbour type areas.
63 dirhams.
I'll go
for two people.
Yeah, for two.
And a big bottle of water.
I'll go for so we're
two
for
people.
Two people.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go for 140 dirhams.
It was 107, which I thought was really, really good considering what we had.
High compared to Bukhtir.
Well, I think this is a nicer restaurant, quite frankly.
Is it?
Yeah, I've been to both.
Food-wise,
I think this is
better?
A nicer restaurant. Yeah. I think it's better. I enjoyed it. It was really, really tasty, authentic. And also, I know Zara's not here and she'll laugh at me. Oh, vegetarian again. they've got a whole range of other dishes, including dosas. So, you know, the South Indian sort of crepe pancakes with idli and sambar and the potatoes, which is unusual. So you normally have like one and nothing else. So you could go in for breakfast. Apparently they're open from 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. Sit by the sea when it's very quiet. Take your dosas and go sit on the grass in front with all the flowers. I don't think anyone would stop
That's
you.
That's a nice tip.
It's a bit messy, but it costs nothing. You're in a smart part of town and you're getting very, very authentic food. So Alfana, I think you should go try it. Yeah.
How can we dress up the electric box?
I know, I was going to say that.
What can we do with that?
Maybe we can get Art Dubai people or whoever to do one of those murals all over it.
That's
so
a good
pretty
idea.
To look at with some surreal fish or something, or a fish eye or octopus or something like that.